Thank you for joining us here at Celebration Church, where we celebrate God, celebrate people, and celebrate life. We hope you enjoy today's message.
Who's had a good weekend so far? Yesterday, we went fishing and caught some trevally and some bream. My wife caught some trevally and some bream. I caught nothing, but we are one according to scripture, so I take the credit with you. Welcome again. If you're new here, just a special welcome to you as well. We love having guests with us, whether it's your first time looking for a church, new church family, or whether you're just here just for a one-off Sunday. We just want to welcome you. We love having you with us, and it's such a privilege just to share our house with your house, or God's house with you today, in Jesus' name. And just on that, we are taking our annual celebration offering. We do this once a year, and today's the service we do that in. If you are new today, please don't feel pressure. If you're regular, don't feel pressure either. But in particular, this is something that we do as a church family and faith every year. And I just want to highlight again where our giving this year is going towards. The heart of this giving we do every year, it might be up on the screen or maybe it's not. Is there a slide for... But here we go. So through this year's giving, it's going towards launching Celebration Care. Why don't you say Celebration Care? And we're currently looking at how that's going to look at reaching our city and helping people in need. So setting that up. We're looking at sending money to Global Care, which is going to go towards a Cambodia church plant, which is fantastic. Also going towards the Children's Fortress, which is a ministry in Kenya to do with food parcels. They're currently facing a really bad drought in Kenya, so we're going to feed people. Jesus said we should help those who are hungry, so we're going to be helping them. Also in Kenya, there's an educational program called Kivele. I don't know how you pronounce that, but we're going to be giving towards that as well, educating the future generations. We also are going to be giving money towards our bathroom renovations, which is great. So as you know, my wife, you wouldn't know this, but my wife makes me watch The Block. Any other blockheads in the room? So as an act of love every week, three times a week, we watch The Block. Or is it every night it's on? I don't know. It's on too much. And their bathrooms are very expensive. I think one bathroom last week was $40,000 for one bathroom. So we want to do our whole church bathrooms. So we want to give towards that, which is great. We also continue our sponsorship of our Compassion Kids. So that's a commitment we're going to be giving every year towards as a church. Also, healthy homes is the other concept. So we have our Alpha Marriage course for our community, and we have our Enrich Prepare course for our church in-house. And lastly, we want to also bless and empower our South Coast pastors and families. A lot of them just give, and they... I know one pastor who is down the coast, and he pastors two churches, and he works as a night stacker at Woolworths, and then he goes and pastors. And so we have people who are doing what they can. So we want to try and do what we can as a church to bless people like that and just to encourage them in Jesus' name. Does that sound good? And just to set our hearts, just to refocus our hearts before we give, I just want to speak for a few minutes about the power of what we're doing. Because we are so natural and we are so aware of our natural surroundings, but we have to become people who are great at seeing the unseen. We have to learn the discipline, and you'll keep hearing me saying this, our regular church know this, where we have to become great at seeing what God sees, not just what man sees. And there's a real discipline and a real insight the Holy Spirit gives us to be able to see beyond the natural, beyond the circumstance, and to see what God wants us to see. And when we give, we have to have hearts anchored in what God sees. Because your finance isn't just based on natural seed, it's based on supernatural seed. Yeah? So you have this thing where you give your money, or you earn your money, or you receive your money, and we need to remember in that, that it's not just based on what we have naturally, but everything you have financially, I believe, has a supernatural component. Okay, let's read the scripture. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. If you have your Bibles, turn there with me. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. It says this. It says, give and it will be given to you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will it be poured into your lap. For the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Holy Spirit, we just welcome you. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, that today as a church, it's a holy moment. Lord, this isn't just another service, Lord, but today we celebrate your kingdom, and we put a flag in the ground in the spiritual realm for what is yet to come. Lord, we pray for those being baptized today. Lord, if they're nervous, may they just relax. And Holy Spirit, I just pray that you would just be so blessed this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. I just heard my wife sneeze. And growing up in our youth ministry, every week my wife would sneeze to the point where we knew the anointing was in the room when Charlie sneezed. So it's great to hear that God's presence is here today from the anointed sneeze. Given or be given to you, a good measure. Today's, or this theme that we have for this offering, is overflow. And this week, a bunch of us jumped onto Zoom. We went a bit COVID old school, went onto Zoom and we prayed together. A bunch of our leaders prayed together for this offering, and we just committed it to God. It was a powerful time. And I love this scripture here. It says that we give and it will be given back, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. I love that we serve a God of the running over. And that's what the thing is about us being a well, or you being a well in God's kingdom, is that you're not a well with a bottom of dirt. You're a well that's actually attached to an aquifer under the surface. And I'm speaking in the spiritual realm right now, is that it's not a well that runs out, it's a river that never runs dry. And we just need to believe that and to know that, that when we actually give out of that aquifer that's under the surface, that it is an overflow type situation. So a couple of things really quickly, because we've got to get to the giving and the baptisms. And the kids are going to come over, by the way, and join us with the giving and the baptisms. A couple of thoughts. Number one, I just want to encourage us to make sure that we are people who give intentionally. We don't give God our loose change, amen. We don't tip God. Who here has been to America before? The USA, some people here are from America. Well, when you go to America, they have a culture and it's a tipping culture. So when you go to a restaurant, you need to and are expected to give 10 to 20% on top of your bill as a tip that goes towards normally the waiter or the waitress. And if you don't give that, you might get some dirty looks. As Aussies, we don't really have a tipping culture. It's put into our cost up front, I think, mostly. But when it comes to God, we have to make sure we actually don't have the, oh, you've been good to me this week, God, I'm going to give you something. There has to be an intentionality. It says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 19, do not store up for yourselves on earth treasure, where moths and rust and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart is also. We sow with an internal perspective, knowing that the harvest echoes for eternity. This morning, as part of our celebration giving, which is above and beyond what we normally give as people, and as a church, we actually have to remember that we sow intentionally, and the word is sow, we sow with an internal perspective, knowing that today, I believe that it's a moment for our family. We've been praying about this, that we actually, as a family, and my son will come in, I've got a little three-year-old boy, and this morning we'll give together as a family, knowing that our giving as a family has an eternal echo. Listen, we're not immune to interest rates. We're not immune to shrinkflation. If you notice how small the food is getting in the shops and how the prices are going up, we're not immune to those types of things, our insurances or our bills going up. But we don't live according to the flesh. We live according to the overflow of that seed that God's placed in us. And we always have to have an element of faith in our hearts. Just as an example, my little boy, again, this morning, Sunday morning, for all the parents here, young kids, you know that Sunday morning is the new Bluey episode. Anyone know that? 8:05 is the new Bluey episode every Sunday morning, and my boy is ready. And not just that, but he wants his daddy to sit with him as we watch the new Bluey episode. And I will be really honest, Bluey is one of the few shows that makes me laugh out loud and tear up in the same episode. It's a six-minute journey of emotion. And this morning I was laughing out loud because I think I relate to the dad. If you haven't seen it, you should watch it. My wife thinks me and the dad are very similar in some of our aspects. And I just said to Bear this morning, I said, Bear, today we're going to give to Jesus. We're going to give him some of your pocket money. And so we've been teaching my son about pocket money and the way we've been doing it. And again, he's only three, but we collect all the cans and the bottles in our house and he collects them. He puts them into a basket in our laundry. And then once every couple of weeks, we all go down to the Woolworths where the can bottle collector thing is, and he puts them in and then he gets a little bit of pocket money for his piggy bank. And the thought is we're trying to teach him already that if you actually, well, we're trying to teach him to be a bit of an entrepreneur, I guess. And he loves it. He doesn't know what money really is. But he gets it and he puts it in his piggy bank, then he pulls it all out, then he puts it back in, then he loves the process of it. And this morning I said, Bear, I said, out of that pocket money, we're going to give some money to Jesus today. And he said, Jesus? I said, yeah. I said, Jesus in church. He says, where does Jesus live? I said, heaven. And then he got really confused all of a sudden because I said he was in church, but he was in heaven. And then I just said, well, wait, he's going to be at the front of church today. We're going to give him to a box. And I said, go into your piggy bank and choose two coins. And he went in there and he got two of his coins and he brought them out. And I said, put them in your pocket. And today as a family, we're going to say thank you to Jesus. And lately he's been having some bad dreams. And so before he goes to bed, he says, Mummy and Daddy, can we pray to Jesus for no bad dreams? And so we pray with him. And then next morning, I had the best sleep. I didn't have any bad dreams last night. And so we're just teaching them about who Jesus is, even as a three-year-old. But today, we're trying to be intentional about his giving. And we're trying to be intentional about, hey, just to say thank you to Jesus and try to teach him at a young age that with his finance, yes, he can earn it, but a part of it actually isn't just for him, it's to give back to God. And I encourage us, if we're intentional with our three-year-olds, let's be intentional with our own families and our own hearts, knowing that we must be intentional. All right, I must hurry up. The second thing is this, we give prophetically. Why don't you say prophetically? I love this. I love the fact that we give into what is yet to come. We give into the unseen and prophetically to declare what is to come. Generosity is a flag in the ground declaring the new banner of heaven's normal. So I've got this here. Here we go. This is meant to be a flag. Thank you to our props people. And then we put a flag every time we give. We declare freedom into what we give to. Can I hear an amen? Do you know that every time you give, whether it's financial, whether you give prophetically with your words, whether it's encouragement, whether it's through prayer, we actually are intentionally putting a flag in the ground into the dirt of poverty and the dirt of desolation, and we declare the light and the truth of freedom into the spiritual realm. Now, the enemy wants us to think it's all natural this morning. Oh, here's a pastor trying to give us a financial fundraising talk. You know what? It doesn't, it's not about that. It's actually about the spirit breaking through the spirit of poverty that tries to hover over our city. Generosity is a flag in the ground declaring the new banner, freedom of heaven's normal. Hebrews 11:4 says, Abel brought a better offering than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as righteous when God spoke well of his offerings. By faith, he was spoken well of. By faith, he brought an offering. Often it's not equal sacrifice, it's equal faith. Did you hear that? Cain also gave an offering, true, and his offering was rejected. Abel gave by faith into what was yet to be seen and yet to come, and the Lord saw it as honoring and acceptable. I pray this morning when God is seeing what's happening that he sees an element of faith in our hearts. There should be an element of faith when we give. There should be an element of sacrifice in Jesus' name. Thirdly, very quickly, we need to be people who give obediently. When God speaks, he empowers us with his supernatural grace. He proves his promises through his provision. That's quote worthy. That's Instagram worthy. He proves his promises through his provision. When God encourages you, so I'll be encouraging our church family every week. Listen, pray about this moment. Don't wait for the Sunday. Don't wait for the sermon. Have a moment with the Holy Spirit and ask him, what is it that he wants us to give? Obedience and the supernatural go hand in hand. And the fruit of obedience is the supernatural and the blessing in our lives. Obedience and the supernatural go hand in hand. Who wants to live a supernatural life? Listen, your supernatural breakthrough is found in your obedience. And your obedience is found in listening to the Holy Spirit. Therefore, be someone who is living a life of obedience. That's great preaching. The Bible tells us that God doesn't offer, he desires obedience. He desires us to be people who listen to him and do what he's asked us to do. So for Pastor Charlie and myself and our family, we are being obedient today. We have a figure in our heart. And yes, every year we try and outgive the year before because that's our faith step. But in that, we are going, God, in obedience we give. And it's not comfortable for us, but we know that there is a supernatural blessing that is to come when we give out of obedience. Can I hear an amen? Amen. That's really good preaching. 2 Kings 4, verse 1 and 7. I'm going to read it. It's too long here. 2 Kings 4, 1 and 7 speaks about Elisha and the widow and her family. And it's a story where she has enough oil to make one little bit of bread before she passes away. And the prophet says, give me the jars in your house. He says, go into your house and give me. And he's like, bake me something to eat as well. And in that moment of obedience and sacrifice, the widow in obedience gives all the jars in her house to the prophet. And who remembers what happens? The oil starts to flow. Poverty is broken, blessing flows, and the anointing and grace of God, oil represents provision, flows so much that God filled every single jar in her house. And when the jars were stopped, when there was no more to be filled, the flow stopped. We have to be people who go, God, in obedience, I give you my empty jars. Please get past the natural right now and hear what the Spirit's saying. Because it makes no sense that the prophet would ask a widow who's about to pass away from starvation for her last bit of provision. But that is often where God dwells. And if you don't like that, take it up with God. Because there's something about this. We see it with the loaves and the fish. There's not enough food for the 5,000. And the little boy with his lunch gives his lunch. Well, he should be eating his lunch because he's a growing little boy. But God says, no, give it to me. And God uses it to what? To feed the masses. I wonder what our loaves and fish look like. I wonder what our jars look like. I wonder what our little bit looks like in God's eyes. And I wonder what he is waiting for so that he can pour out that blessing. Oh, that's a good. That's great. Yeah, yeah. Lastly, I love this one. We're called to give joyfully. 2 Corinthians 9:7, last scripture. Each of you should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Now, how can you be a cheerful giver? Because when you give out of the heart of God and you capture his heart, you see, today we're not giving out of just the Halliday's heart. We give out of the Father's heart, knowing that we're going to bless pastors. We're going to bless people in Africa. We're going to bless people on the toilets. We're going to give our awesome ladies some privacy, so when you walk past the door and they're washing their hands, people aren't looking in. We're doing all these things, and there's joy in us, not because of any other reason apart from the fact that it's the Father's joy. And that's when you know you're giving out of a good heart, because it isn't begrudging. It isn't arms crossed, hands, oh, I'm going to try and put it in. Oh, like, it isn't the wife trying to twist the husband's arm. It isn't me trying to twist my son's arm even. We have to understand that when we give with the Father's heart, our hearts overflow with his joy.
We hope you were encouraged by today's message. If you would like to know more about our church, please go to celebrationchurch.com.au.